We're going to love with sound doctrine our neighbor. We're going to love with truth and holiness and righteousness. We're not going to be like the police officers, partial. Nope. We're not going to be partial like your pastors and your priests. We're not going to be partial like you. Throw God a scrap on Sunday morning, go live in and like the world the rest of the week. That's not the fruit of God's people. Jesus is not a hobby. Jesus is not icing on your worldly cake. Jesus is the cake. Jesus is the icing. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. But guess what? Coming to the Father by Jesus, He also said something in John 14:6. You must worship, John 4:24. You must worship in spirit and truth. This is not the truth of God, this goat show, a carnal fleshly show that brings in music whore millionaires like Chris Tomlin last year, who I rebuked on the public sidewalk and he ran like a coward. I was loving to him. You can see a video of that on my website. It's pretty famous. I love it. God spreads the truth around. How about Skillet? John Cooper, the hooligan. Go look up what a hooligan is. That plays at Hellfest and tells you that Hollywood's making movies about Jesus in their superhero movies. Occult mysticism. And he says that's about Jesus. Yesterday it was Casting Crowns, the music whores. Why are they music whores? They sell the things of God for mammon. Become millionaires. Jesus made a whip for that in John 2. Do the people here care what Jesus said? Do the people care what Jesus believes in? No. You're drunk on your own doctrines. You're drunk on grace. You're drunk on easy believism. You're drunk on your flesh, your pride, your feminism, your vanity. You're drunk on every false way. But there's coming a day of reckoning. Jesus is going to return. 2 Thessalonians 1:7, 8, and 9 says He's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that do not know God and do not obey the gospel. Obedience is part of your salvation. It's fruit that God is working in you. Without obedience, there is no salvation. One sin put man out of the garden. One sin cost Ananias and Sapphira their life in Acts 5. Revelation 22 says, whoever maketh and loveth a lie will be put outside of the kingdom. The American church doesn't care about sin. They think Jesus took it all away and they can live sinfully. That's an absolute lie from Satan himself. You can't live sinfully. You can't live like the world. You can't live in your flesh. You can't practice false ways. You must worship in spirit, in truth, in righteousness. That which is right before a holy God. Jesus said you're worshiping in vain for your man-made traditions, Mark 7. Jesus said you're worshiping in lip service, Matthew 15. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Lift up your voice, the Bible says. Preach. The word preach means public crier. It's not a guy in a box on Sunday. Look at the hypocrisy of the American church system. Look at the fruit of America. America. Sodomized, paganized, feminized, materialized, and a whole bunch of other isms. Check that all out. 250 years of your pagan American Christianity. Look at America. Ripe for the judgment of God. And that cross symbol up there means absolutely nothing to people that don't obey God. to people that are not born of His Spirit, the people that do not love righteousness, goodness, and truth.